Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, if you're from this town, like I am, if you grew up in this town like I did, if you hung out in Frick Park, like I have, if you live up there, you've been across this bridge thousands of times. Thousands of cars travel across that bridge every day. And then there are folks that live in or around the bridge that kind of sort of heard stuff this morning. One of those folks is one of the guys I grew up with, quite frankly, went to school with. Pat Gallagher. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Well, Pat, this is... Well, for you personally, man, this is, it's got to be a bit surreal, right, brother?
A little bit. I heard noise where I heard something about a collapse on the radio. So I thought it was commercial avenue. Commercial is always sliding. So I thought it was something like that. And somebody said it might be the Forbes Avenue. So I walked up to it.
So Pat, kind of set the stage for us. Tell us where you live, when you started hearing sound, and what you did, sir.
I heard something as I was getting up this morning around 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And quite frankly, it sounded like a plow truck.
Oh.
Like a weird plow truck. Then there was a real loud noise. And then it kind of, I don't know, either subsided or I didn't pay much more attention to it and just went about doing what I was doing. So it was about 6:30, 7 o'clock. Then, as I got going, then I decided to walk up there. So it was something that woke me. Then there was a noise, and, you just put out of your head, the city was doing something outside or whatever.
So then you walk out. How close are you to this actual collapse, Pat?
Half a mile.
Half a mile.
Like I'm right at the entrance to the park. I live in the city. So I just walked down into the hollow and walked up Tranquil Trail to where it crosses the trail.
In the pictures took, Pat, you were very, very close to the actual collapse.
Oh, yeah. I hope you can walk right up and touch the bridge if you wanted to.
Okay, because everybody wants to know about injuries. What did you see?
There's no activity removing people at that time because I was probably about an hour out from when it happened. And I did encounter a few paramedics, and the first thing he said is, amazing, no one was killed. There were some injuries, and that was it. So it looked like there, from my vantage point, there was the accordion bus, a gray car, and a red pickup truck on the bridge. And that's all I can determine. But the bridge itself is laying on the trail. Like, there's maybe 6 inches underneath it.
Wow.
So it is down all the way.
Pat, how long have you lived out there?
17, 18 years.
And so you walk up to the bridge. Was there any noise at that point? Did you smell this gas? I'm asking you several questions at once.
Slight smell of gas, but there was a loud noise. And they said initially I ran to people who walked by my house into the park. And I said it was so loud you couldn't even hear yourself think. And as I got up there, it was still it was, there's still a loud, you know, noise, like a jet noise. And that was the gas that was still leaking, but it looked like they had it diverted somewhere.
Hey, Pat. So
there's people standing on the top.
This is Pat Gallagher, yes. Lives very close to the bridge, has been in that proximity for nearly 20 years. We went to high school together. Hey, Pat.
Yes,
so
sir.
The concern right now is that there might be folks trapped under the bridge. You got pretty darn close. Did you see anything under that bridge, sir?
No. And the paramedics were down there, and there didn't seem to be any activity regarding that. That just didn't seem to be the case at all.
So you could, and I don't want to annoy you by asking the same question 19
sure,
times.
No worries.
But, Pat, you could physically see under that bridge.
Oh, no, you couldn't see it because it was laying on the part of the trail.
I see.
You could not see under that bridge.
So hypothetically, theoretically, there could be something, but you didn't see a car protruding or a bus protruding or anything like that.
No, there's nothing that for on that trail. There's no vehicular traffic, and all this. You know, the bridge was still sectional, just broken in pieces. So the only thing, if I highly doubt. If there's something under that bridge, it would have to be somebody walking because there's nothing. There's no way for anything to have gotten under there vehicularly.
Hey, this bus you shot, this is one of those split buses,
correct?
Right?
Correct.
One of the biggest buses that drives in the city. I've been in contact with family members of the driver. If you can imagine, that man was not injured. A minor injuries to his back. When you saw that, you had to be deeply concerned.
Yeah, I was, you know, there was no activity. I was amazed. The door, it looked like the door was open. And they had to have roped him up there to get him out of there. That's how steep that incline was, the way that bus sat.
Yeah, so from the pictures you sent me, Pat, the bus was actually hanging halfway off the edge, was it not, sir?
Actually, no.
No.
It was still on the bridge deck.
Wow.
It was just, it looked like the bridge broke in section. It appeared to me that it broke in the center, so it failed at certain spots, and where it failed, the bus slid back down into that hole when it fell down. So the bus, everything was still on, the car was still on the roadway.
That's amazing.
They're all still on the surface of the bridge, and it just like collapsed down.
Hey,
and
Pat,
they must have slid. Yes, sir.
Pat Gallagher, who lives very close to this bridge, how many times have you been over that bridge, sir?
Oh, probably under it more than over it because I either bike or hike or snowshoe around there.
Yeah.
So I count with three, four times a week.
Wow. Pat, are you going to go back out there?
No, I'm going to go up skiing.
You're going to go skiing? Good for you, my man. I appreciate you doing this. Yeah. Thanks, my brother.
No worries, Marty.
All right, man. Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.